This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
There he is, my friend Jeffrey Smith, and you're going to debut a new short film today. We talked about it a while ago, and it's actually ready for viewing.
It is, in fact. In fact, it launched at 7 a.m. Pacific time today. This is Earth Week. We're asking people not only to watch it, but to share it every day during Earth Week. And when you see it, you'll understand why, because the Earth wants you to. Because if the Earth were saying, okay, here's your to-do list that will help me and you and your children and your children's children, this would be on the short list of things to do, and that is raise the global alarm to protect, now, I'm going to pay careful attention here, the microbiome of the planet from genetically engineered microbes. Now, what does this mean? Why is this something that grabbed my attention and my time? 25 years I've been working in the GMO field, educating people about the health dangers of GMO food. Why have I pivoted my time and the Institute for Responsible Technology's time, starting a new global movement with partners all over the world, seeking to raise $10 million for this? What is so important about the global microbiome and protecting it from genetic engineering? When you hear the details, if this is the first introduction to this, when you hear the details, I have to warn you in advance, there is a gulf. There is a moment that will occur in a few minutes, if Robert Scott Bell is a good interviewer.
No, don't expect that.
All right, within a couple of hours, he'll get around to it. There's going to be a gulp when you realize, OMG, what do we do? It's like there's an immediate jump from, I get it, it's instant, and then how can we stop it? So we're going to weigh in, and in the film, which you can go to see at protectnaturenow.com, you're going to, it's 16 minutes only. It's only 16 minutes. So wait until after this interview, please. Don't jump off. You can bookmark that page, but we're going to go into more detail than the 16-minute film. So now, Robert Scott Bell, I'm folding my hands. It's up to you to pull it out of me.
You know what? I can pull it out of you, or we can play the actual clip to get people set up for this.
The 16-minute?
No. I've got a 2-minute, 21-second version that gives people the overview, the trailer.
All right. Let's do it. We've had about 500,000 views so far on the trailer. So let's do the 2-minute. But I'm going to go deeper than the trailer. So We'll stay tuned after the trailer, and we're going to be jumping into some pretty important stuff.
This will set the stage, y'all. Pay attention.
You can buy a do-it-yourself gene editing kit from Amazon for $169 so you can alter bacteria in the comfort of your own home. The most common and consistent result from genetic engineering from the beginning has been surprise side effects. When you genetically engineer bacteria, algae, fungus, viruses, They can't be traced, and they can proliferate easily around the planet.
All of those treatments where the genetically engineered bacterium had been present were dead.
We're talking about a real-world potential nightmare.
Just everything that exists in a terrestrial system would be slowly but surely destroyed as this bacterium moved out. So we were within 2 weeks of that genetically engineered organism being released. 2 weeks.
Looking at the ecological effect of a bacterium engineered this way, the logical consequence of releasing this to the real world would be that we would lose terrestrial plants.
It could theoretically change weather patterns.
There is an excellent possibility it will swap genetic information with the bacteria that reside in our gut.
COVID-19 is a glaring example of how microorganisms, whether genetically engineered or not, can quickly encircle the globe.
Once GMO bacteria are released, no policy can stop it.
There are companies now with facilities full of robots driven by artificial intelligence for massive release. What if 100,000 different strains are released in this generation? What if it's a million? All future generations are sentenced to inherit our mistakes.
The time we have to control these things is before you release them. And that is the only time.
It would have affected the whole world.
We just talked about fertility, life, soil, and otherwise, Super Don, last hour. We had Marjorie Wildcraft a clip as well on that. And we just saw a clip from Jeffrey Smith, Institute for Responsible Technology, reveal that this new level of GMO technology could destroy the very essence and basis for all life on the planet from the soil on out. Yeah, the big gulp you talk about? I thought the 7-Eleven version was bad.
There's about five gulps in here. Okay, I'm going to weigh us in. The first is that when you introduce a GMO into the environment, how long does it last if it's viable? So, Robert, you're going to answer this question. When does it go away? Does it stick around? Does it go away? What happens?
Well, here we got theoretical and actual, and I'm not sure about the actual. I mean, in theory, if you release something genetically engineered into the world, if it's selected to survive certain things, it'll continue. If not, it will select itself out, in a sense.
Exactly. So there was an excuse given by the biotech industry why they could change the nature of nature 30 years ago, saying, oh, anything that we create in the lab will have a survival disadvantage and will be ushered out of the ecosystem. That turns out not to be true. Not only can some of their creations accidentally have a survival advantage, but they can change their genetic structure spontaneously, even generations after release, because it's not always stable. So that's the first point to know, and that is that when you release a GMO into the environment, it can be there forever. And that's one piece that gets sobering when you think about what is the most common result of the process of genetic engineering. And this has been the case since the beginning, and it's very simple. Surprises. We don't have an understanding of the DNA sufficient to predict what's going to happen when we genetic engineer. The process itself causes collateral damage in the DNA. And the biotech industry has said, oh, well, gene editing is better than the original. We can predict. It's safe. It's just natural. We can call it breeding. These are lies. These are false attempts to try and convince regulators and consumers that they should turn a blind eye to gene editing. And unfortunately, they have convinced governments, which now allow gene editing to be introduced through various channels into the environment, into our food supply, with virtually no regulation or oversight in countries all over the world. So two things. You have the process of genetic engineering. Well, three things. GMOs are permanent. The process creates problems. And now with gene editing, it's cheap and easy. You can get a do-it-yourself CRISPR kit on Amazon for $169. That was in the trailer. But that gives you only a few changes you can do to certain bacteria that probably wouldn't survive. But for 2000, you can get your own lab and create your own microorganism that's never been released before into the environment. You can name it each day with a new name and release them into the environment, and they may stick around forever. Now, what's interesting is that if you were to genetically engineer a cow, it won't affect all of cowdom very quickly. It has to give birth to other cows, passing on a gene, and so you can grow out a herd. And at some point in the future, a significant number of the cows on the planet may have your trait, especially if it's a gene drive which gets put into all offspring, not just half of them. But when you release a microbe, part of the microbiome, whether it's bacteria, archaea, viruses, etc., it travels. Now, we didn't need a pandemic to know that bacteria and other microbes travel. In fact, in the film, you'll hear about a secret, unacknowledged study of the EPA where they confirmed that bacteria that was genetically engineered and released in a field in, this is alleged because they didn't admit it, but it was told by the EPA whistleblowers to Elaine Ingram, traveled all around the world. The bacteria traveled all around the world. So we know from microbes, we know from pandemics, bacteria can travel all over the world. Now, we don't have to wait even for the bacteria to procreate, because they do something that we don't. They swap genetic material. So you put in something into one particular microbe, and it could end, and you, let's say you release it in an Arkansas field to regenerate the soil microbes that have been depleted because of Roundup, and you want to build the soil, and you want to sequester carbon, all good ideas, but you're using a technology that is not controllable. And the gene that you put in there, or the genes that you put in there, could end up in infant intestines. It could end up in an ecosystem in the Sahara Desert. It could end up in the atmosphere.
The speed at which this could transform the planet, not for the better, you would talk about a big gulp or a frightening moment of recognition. Going back into the earlier mid-20th century at the advent of antibiotics, little is known, or little do they admit, until you go back and dig deep into history. Within weeks of the first antibiotic, they detected resistance because the microbes expressed new genetic material that made them able to eat the toxic poison for lunch. And so to be surprised by resistant microbes on the planet at this point, obviously, is just, it's an absurd thought that it could be a surprise, what you're talking about, that you could bring genetically altered bacteria into the world somehow, and it would somehow self-contain.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Because they also, even outside of what you just mentioned, which was not even relying on bacterial reproduction per se, that the exchange of information was happening even without that, but even so, the life cycle of bacterium versus higher life forms, including moo cows, it's like the speed of light doesn't describe how fast this is compared to how fast a moo cow or a human would procreate and then pass on these new genetic codes or information.
And I would say we're starting to get the aha. We're starting to get that gulp moment. And the gulp moment is distributed among bad actors and general microbiome intelligence. We highlight three bad actors in the film. The first is potentially pandemic pathogens. You know how they have convinced governments that they should enhance the infectability of certain pandemic pathogens so that they can study it better and possibly develop vaccines and possibly be able to monitor the natural progression in nature better by creating the most lethal versions in a laboratory. Now, before I tell you what's in the film, and you'll see when you go there, the USA Today has found an enormous number of laboratory accidents, hundreds and hundreds, over 1,000 laboratory accidents. And many of them were actual releases of bacteria and other microbes that were dangerous, and some were very, very serious. And even the anthrax and flu lab of the CDC got shut down when they accidentally shipped potentially live anthrax, to putting scientists at risk. And there were some other problems. And it was the same week that they discovered a live smallpox virus that had been stored in a storage locker somewhere since the early 50s and late 40s, and one person just carried these rattling glass vials, literally rattling because one had broken, over to the lab and say, here. I mean, anyone, if that had actually gotten out, it could have created a pandemic like we know. So in one of the cases, we want to, these potentially pandemic pathogens, we want to stop the genetic enhancement of them even indoors because they can get outdoors too easily. But there's also bad actors that were almost released, intended to be released. You'll see these in the film. One that could have theoretically ended terrestrial plant life on the planet, and one that could have theoretically altered weather patterns on the planet. And when I say altered or changed or made terrestrial plant life, we have no technology to clean it up. We can't go around and selectively remove the gene or the strain of bacteria that's now all over the planet. So we talk about the bad actors, and that gets your attention. However, there's the general intelligence of the microbiome that can be knocked out of whack. That's the scientific term. Knocked out of whack. And in order to appreciate what that means, I know you guys have talked about the microbiome a lot. One of the faces of our campaign is a brilliant microbiologist, Kiran Krishnan. He's in the film. He's not in the trailer. Michelle Perro, also in the film, pediatrician. And both have become quite expert in the microbiome. Michelle more for the infant and child's microbiota, and Kiran for general microbiome. Now, Kiran points out that the human being has 22,000 genes, approximately, and the earthworm has more. And the reason why we are considered higher intelligence from a genetic standpoint is that we have access to, work with, and have co-evolved for millions of years with the genetic elements of the microbes inside of us. 3.5 million genes from the microbes inside of us. And that gives us our special edge. I remember interviewing Dietrich Klinghardt for my series, Healing from GMOs and Roundup. He said, as you eliminate the microbiome of the brain, and I wasn't even aware that there was a microbiome in the brain, when you reduce that, you reduce the intelligence. He and others talked about how if a woman has breast cancer, a certain bacteria will move into the breast to protect it. If they destroy the bacteria thinking that that's the problem, the cancer spreads more. A certain fungus goes into the brain of Alzheimer's patients. I think it was Zach Bush who told me this helps the brain. It's not causing the Alzheimer's. It's the body's reaction to protect it. But we don't have to go to disease models.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Several states have resumed administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine after reviewing guidance from the CDC and FDA following an 11-day pause due to concerns about rare but serious blood clots in 15 women. Other states are refusing shipments due to low demand. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House's chief medical advisor, tells ABC's This Week he believes the U.S. will overcome vaccine hesitancy and skepticism.
The rest of the world was looking at the United States decision, particularly because they know that the CDC and the FDA are the gold standard for both safety and the evaluation of efficacy.
The J&J vaccine will now come with a warning label, and providers will offer information about the risks and side effects. A fire caused by an oxygen tank explosion at a COVID-19 hospital in Baghdad killed at least 82 people and injured more than 100. Some people forced to leap from the windows of the burning building. This is USA Radio News. Scores are dead after a hospital fire in Baghdad.
Officials in Baghdad say a pair of oxygen tanks exploded, causing a massive hospital fire. Many of the patients at that hospital in southeastern Baghdad were being treated for COVID-19. Reuters reports that the fire began in an intensive care unit and that Iraqi civil authorities were able to rescue 90 of the 120 patients at the hospital. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Iraq's Interior Ministry now says 82 people have died and 110 were injured. The fire broke out in an intensive care unit where staff were tending to severe coronavirus patients. Iran says it will ban travelers from India due to a COVID-19 variant spreading in the already stricken country. President Hassan Rouhani said in remarks on state TV that the Indian virus is more dangerous than the English and Brazilian variants. Iran's Civil Aviation Organization announced that all flights to and from India and Pakistan would be halted. Iran has been under a lockdown for the past 2 weeks due to a fourth wave. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Michelle Perro talks about how the birth canal is originally populated with bacteria that helps fertility and conception. And then in the second trimester, it's replaced with bacteria that digest milk. Hello? Why? Because it inoculates the child, and then the child can digest the milk, but it doesn't stop there. Inside the breast milk, there's bacteria for the baby's gut, about 30% of the bacteria or microbes that occupy the baby's gut are from the breast milk, and 10% are from the skin of around the nipple because it gets transferred skin to skin. And a significant amount of the breast milk, this is actually stunning, a significant amount of the breast milk is indigestible by the infant. It's specifically designed not to be digested. in the stomach or small intestine. It's for the microbiome of the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And there's about 100 different types of these oligosaccharides. But what's even more brilliant is that when the baby has certain physiological needs, that gets expressed in the microbiome in their saliva and passed back through the breast to the mother. Kiran Krishnan says, we have outsourced 90% of our day-to-day functions to the microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
That if there is a cell wall that's busted because of leaky gut and problems there, and there's problems with the whole structure of the intestines, we don't have cells in our body that can tell our body what's going on. We have outsourced that to certain microbials who tell us this gene, this cell needs to be replaced. We need more of the mucosal structure here. It's an outsource. There's certain quorum sensing microbes where it'll evaluate the presence of pathogens. It'll surround pathogens to reduce them. It is absolutely brilliant. You see, this micro Jedi army, this unseen level of intelligence, has been operating on our behalf and on behalf of other organisms, other higher organisms, as well as the ecosystems. And if they collapse, or even slightly are slightly altered, this is the key, if they are slightly altered in ways that we don't yet understand because we don't have a definition for what a healthy microbiome looks like anywhere in the world, not just in ourselves, but anywhere. But we do know that slight changes in the microbiome can cause ill health to humans, damage to an ecosystem, and even ecosystem collapse. Now comes the next gulp, okay? The next gulp is this. If we don't stop it, all the high school biology classes are going to be using CRISPR and creating microbes, doing environmental releases by flushing them down the toilet. All of the biology labs in college, many of them already have CRISPR. We have the home, you know, the home chemistry kits you may have used as a kid, mm-hmm. can be home CRISPR kits. We have transnationals like Bayer Monsanto with robots being driven by artificial intelligence mm-hmm. so they can have an array going 24/7 producing different genes that can end up in different microbes. We could end up with millions of new microbes entering the environment, and a certain subset of those could cause ecosystem collapse and health problems, etc. So the second plank, we want to stop the genetic enhancement of pathogens that could create pandemics. So don't even do them in a lab. Just don't do that. And that for all microbes being created in labs or used in factories for synthetic biology, for all of them, never allow a release. Keep it indoors. And we have some additional recommendations for the new laws that we're hoping to create, and we're going to invite everyone to participate in our global movement. You can go to protectnaturenow.com, and we'll explain what you can do there in a few minutes. But one of the things that we created for our bills is to assign the liability for any damage for health, the environment, or economics to the supply chain that created these genetically engineered microbes, and that they not only have to cover the expenses in case of a purposeful or accidental release, but they have to continue to monitor and clean up, which is a nearly impossible or possibly impossible task. So if they're really going to be responsible for their creations, they have to do it economically, and we'll see what the insurance companies say about how much they would have to pay in premiums, knowing that anywhere in the world, if their product is found, mm-hmm. they would have to cover the costs. And if they say it's too expensive, we could say, yeah, that's right, it's too expensive, better to use non-GMO methods.
Yeah, the price being as high as the very life of the planet we're on and all life on it, I think it is too expensive. The marketplace would not, let's say, provide for it. And you brought up a very cogent point regarding economics. These companies that do this and invest in this technology recognize that if there's liability, they have to factor that in to their investment. And there are certain things that they factor in and say, it's just not worth it. And yet, if there is no liability, it's full speed ahead with no consciousness at all. Whatever destruction that happens, it's not their concern. And the spiritual, I'll say it this way, Jeffrey, the spiritual immaturity of those who conduct business in this way, unfortunately, have to be treated like little two-year-old children that haven't learned right and wrong in this way. I mean, if we had a spiritual consciousness, we wouldn't need to make laws like this. It would be, I'm going to say it funnily, patently obvious to not go down this road. It's just plain stupid. But we don't have that consciousness. And, you know, we've been observing it for so long here regarding people that feel like they can eat anything they want and there should be no consequences. They can just run to the doctor for a magic pill, toxic as it may be, to absolve them of all their, let's say, dietary sins. You know, I utilize this communication tool purposefully to help people see that, but not everybody will in time. We know that. And now we're also witnessing the alteration of our genes through injectable technologies. And I know that it may not fall under the CRISPR definitions yet, but who's to say that they aren't already experimenting in how they can manipulate us that way too, directly? And as we learn more about the microbiome, thanks to Zach Bush and others that you've interviewed and spotlighted in this film and others, it's just humbling. As I've said many times, not only do we know that we have more microbes in our gut than we have human or mammalian cells in our entire body, but that which they do that we can't do without them. So the idea of destroying them because we're afraid of them, which is the germ theory, which is a fear-based perspective on life and living, if you can call it that, we have become victimized by attacking the very thing that allows us to create and procreate. Isn't that interesting? So we've gone down this almost suicidal ideation or agenda, manifesting because of the fear of the microbes that we then manipulate that will then become that which they aren't. You know, the science fiction dystopian future becomes present. And you've been at this, you know, in the GMO field and taking it to another level with this particular 16-minute film presentation that we have linked up in the show notes. So, you know, a little bit more about what people can and should do with this, as well as, you know, to share it, but how we can support these efforts.
Beautiful. So, first of all, we have a live panel discussion on Earth Day. It'll be at 10 Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern. It'll be broadcast. You can go to our website at protectnaturenow.com. I think you have a link straight to the registration.
I have it right there, yes. I'm showing it right now on the screen, so go ahead and talk about what we're seeing here.
Beautiful. Well, in that meeting, which is going to last about an hour, and you can ask questions at the end, we'll be introducing people to our Protect Nature Now campaign. Kieran Christian is going to speak more about the intelligence of the microbiome. Michelle Perro is going to speak about some of the intelligence of the infant microbiome, as well as how genes pass easily from one to another. Jim Thomas is going to introduce a concept called gene drives, which I just mentioned earlier, but we'll let him give the full details. We have a genetic engineer present, Michael Antonio. He's not in the film. He's been a friend of mine since 2004. Brilliant man. He's working to do research on human gene therapy to heal illnesses that's not inheritable. So not changing future generations of humans, just correcting genes. But he's totally against the use of genetic engineering in agriculture, in food, etc., because he's intimately aware of what could go wrong. And with human gene therapy, they check everything and they discover all sorts of collateral damage, and they're very protective because of what's at stake. Whereas some reason the people developing the food ignore most of what's going on from their genetic engineering and don't pay attention to what could be happening in terms of the human condition when people eat the GMOs or the Roundup sprayed on those GMOs. So he'll be speaking about the efforts by industry to lie to the governments, to pretend that gene editing is safe and predictable and easy and, and breathing. It should be called breathing. And there's a the EU, the European Union, said that gene editing should be treated like other GMOs. And there was an eruption of opposition because the whole biotech industry doesn't want that to happen. Now that Brexit has occurred and the UK has its own rulemaking structure, they're under tremendous pressure, not only from the biotech industry, but from the United States government to basically exempt gene editing from any regulations. Mm-hmm. And that's already the case essentially in the United States. So he'll be talking about that, and I will also be introducing our campaign. Now, one of the things that our campaign involves, let me know when we need to take a break, because you're in charge of that.
Well, Jeffrey, I'm just going to say that our break was to show that 2.5 minute trailer of the movie. So we're golden right to the end of the show. You
Sounds
and me.
Good. Yeah. All right. So, you know, Robert, when I was working so diligently on ending genetically engineered crops for food, I was feeling very cocky because I didn't need to involve the governments at all.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
I think it's a very glorious opportunity facing a very serious and urgent threat, and I'm all about that.
So as you go into the 16-minute film, I want you to think about what Jeffrey just said as far as your mindset going in, because we've talked about some gulp moments that could bring up fear, anxiety, anxiousness, anger, all of that, which are, you know, normal and pretty much expected human emotions. But going in with the mindset of, what can I do to help? I'm here for this. I'm here at this time for this. And then see what speaks to you as far as the many opportunities you have to participate. You know, whether it be donating monthly, whether it be engaging more directly in the organizational structure, somehow helping a skill you have, whether it be reaching out in the political sphere or to reach out to those that you know that are operating within the technology to perhaps shift consciousness to influencers there as well. We talk about influencers like, I have a reach. Jeffrey reaches out to people who have that reach in whatever area they are to utilize your sphere of influence to share one thing right now. The simplest thing today we've learned, share the little film, the 16-minute thing. And it's at, what do we got? Protect Nature Now. I mean, it's a simple website to remember. We have it linked up as well, and it's protectnaturenow.com. We just saw that little snippet of it, but 16 minutes. I mean, I think it was brilliant that you actually decided not to do another feature-length scenario because this is so urgent. Let's get people in for 16 minutes, sit them down. You know, the impact we have with 90-minute features is still happening around the world. I mean, when I go out and lecture, people still ask me about how do I get so-and-so to help change their diet. I said, you know, watch Secret Ingredients movie, right? So it's not that it can't be done too, but once people are in, recognizing the, I guess you say the danger, the risk has just been amped up in a more critical way.
Yeah, I mean, it's a new technology with new risks. It's new technology with new risks. Like, it took so long to get GMOs to the market before, you know, millions of dollars. It was mostly food crops. It was, you know, in 25 years, there was 12.
Yeah.
Soy, corn, cotton, canola, sugar beets, alfalfa.
But now with this CRISPR thing, I think we have a, let's see, there's an article here as well in the notes that takes you to gmwatch.org. It says, new scholarly briefing raises tough questions about gene editing in agriculture. And, you know, it seems like, oh, man, everybody's got a home nuclear bomb kit, right? Based on what we're doing. And I saw that image when you were getting there. Absolutely. It's like until you think of it in those terms, you're like, what's the big deal? No, this is a very big deal. The articles are there for you to review, and we link them up for that purpose. You know, and also, Jeffrey, on another topic we're covering a lot on this show, of course, is the mRNA technology, what they're calling vaccines to, you know, cause different gene expression proteins to come up in people. I mean, this is the accelerated version of what took years and years and years to do before, accelerated into that realm. I don't know how much crossover there is in these topics here, but the concern is growing as we're seeing adverse events multiply.
Well, I can say this, that a lot of people, I just got, I think, a message today, this morning, I woke up to it, someone asking my opinion of the vaccines, and I'm not an expert at the vaccines. I can't comment on it. I'm one of those meticulous type of people that if you want to know what I think and it's in public, I better have done my research and feel really good that I know what I'm doing. So I've spent 25 years studying and speaking about GMOs, and I'm nothing really for vaccines or this new technology. And I also have this other habit of not tying the Institute with other movements or causes. You see, I was one time at the Health Freedom Expo where you and I have spent some time, and I was on this panel. I've mentioned this. It was a George Norrie panel, and there was so many it was a big fight going on between all of the doctors.
I remember that.
And when it was, I said, okay, give a final minute. And I said, there's a lot of controversy up here, but everyone agrees with me. Don't eat GMOs. And the people went crazy. Yeah. They loved it. And that's how I like to keep it. It's like I'm delivering a pristine message that's not tied in with Republican or Democrat or Libertarian or Progressive. It's simply this. You know, the technology is not being used responsibly. We need to protect nature now. And here's how we can do it. Mm-hmm. And that's fortunate. We're going to end up with Republicans and Democrats.
Absolutely. This is the thing that brings people together. That's what we ultimately try to do here as well. And, Jeffrey, you've been doing it so well for so many years. But I got to take a break for UK Health Radio purposes, and we'll be back for those of you who want to hang out for even more, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.